New Hampshire House Bill 217 would amend the state homicide statutes to allow charges of first and second degree murder, manslaughter, negligent homicide, and causing or aiding suicide if someone causes a pregnant woman to lose her fetus. The House and Senate agreed to the compromise Senate version of the bill, which sets the threshold for fetal homicides at 8 weeks. This bill is a direct response to a New Hampshire Supreme Court directive, according to Cornerstone New Hampshire Vice President of Government Affairs, Ellen Kolb.
The most recent cry for this law actually came from the New Hampshire Supreme Court in a 2009 case. A drunk driver caused a collision that caused the premature birth of a child. After 2 weeks, the child died. Among the many convictions for the drunk driver was for the death of the child, and the Supreme Court had to overturn that because of the lack of a law in situations like this. And in fact, the court wrote in its decision, should the legislature find the result in this case as unfortunate as we do, it should revisit the homicide statutes as they pertain to a fetus. So what the House and Senate did this year was answer the Supreme Court.
Resolve New England has several concerns about the bill, including potential negative impacts on in vitro fertilization procedures. Executive Director Aaron Lasker says the definition of fetus in the bill is unclear.
We're not sure if they're including the embryo stage, and if so, it would then impact infertility treatment. When going through infertility treatments, if there are excess embryos that are not used, typically they're then frozen. If we're considering the fetus to be in the embryonic stage, you would then not be able to freeze that embryo. There would then be concerns about how that procedure moves forward and what happens with those excess embryos. And egg and sperm, when they meet, do not always create an embryo. And would that then be considered homicide? The definition is ambiguous.
Supporters of the bill maintain it will have no impact nor influence on the state's abortion laws nor fertility procedures. New Hampshire Right to Life President Kirk Welper wanted a stricter bill, but says what is moving to the governor's desk is acceptable.
It's not what I want. I think every baby should have the same protection, but the Senate felt like that they had to clarify, and so they put it on at 8 weeks when the baby's fully formed. And in addition to that, the in vitro fertilization people were very concerned with the language that was in the House and was in our original bill, that they actually could be found liable for just the normal process of in vitro fertilization. We didn't really think they would have been, but we sent it added language to clarify that they would not be. I think it's a major step forward for the state of New Hampshire and for the protection of the justice for the families of the preborn that are killed in criminal action.
Calls to New Hampshire Governor John Lynch's office were not returned in time for this broadcast. In published reports, the governor has not said whether he will sign or veto the bill, but has expressed concerns about the threshold set in the legislation. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.